or visit Zander.com for instant.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
One man to beat turns the corner at the 50. It's a sideline race to the 10.
Touchdown, Shikellamy!
Braves football on WKOK is sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, J.J. Powell, Purdy Insurance, Weiss Markets, Ad One, Cole Stony Hill Tree Farm, Service First Federal Credit Union, Shamokin Dam Health Center, Mark's Gap View Hunting Preserve, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Northumberland National Bank, Lackawanna College, W&L Subaru, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, T. Ross Brothers Construction, Steve Shannon Tire and Auto, Buffalo Wild Wings, Weist, Benner and Rice, Zimmerman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram Truck, Sunbury Housing Authority, Midtown Bistro, and Surplus Outlets. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Well, good evening, high school football fans overlooking the valley here in Clinton County. A soggy, wet, foggy, rainy night. Hello, everyone. This is Steve Williams along with Dave Ritchie, and we are here for this game between the 0-5 Braves and the 0-5 Central Mountain Wildcats. And Dave, then when they said that you're going way up top, they meant it. We are on top of the press box. It's raining. We have a makeshift cover here for us trying to stay dry, but we're ready to watch some football.
You bet. You know, when you go to the doctor and they say, can you walk up a flight of stairs without stopping, all right? Well, we walked up probably four or five flights of stairs to get up on top here, carrying equipment, all
yes.
right? So we made it up. Yeah, just a lovely night for football. You know, actually, the kids are probably going to stay drier than we are up here on top. But, and it doesn't matter. We're going to do the game and see who comes out on top, hopefully the Shikellamy Braves.
Well, the Braves, as we mentioned, with a record of 0-5, losing last week to Jersey Shore. And Central Mountain really got to be ouchy because they lost 76-0 to the new emerging power in our valley, the Shamokin Indians. And so they've got some things to prove, too. Both teams think this is on their winnable list.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure at practice all week long, they probably had a little bit more pep in running the drills. And, of course, they probably talked about it all week long. And this is kind of like their Super Bowl, I guess you'd want to call this. It's their championship game with a chance to get a win and get rid of that goose egg in the win column.
And if you are tuning in or thinking of tuning in to the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, that will not be on the air tonight due to some technical difficulties. And actually, the way it worked out, probably better because it would have been even more technical difficulties because of the weather here and where they have to put us. We are literally on top of the press box here at Central Mountain in a little gated area. I don't know why they didn't put scaffolding up to get us up even higher, but certainly not the most ideal conditions. But we're going to tough it out.
Yep. At least, and off the knock on wood, we didn't get wet yet. So just damp.
Okay.
Just damp.
And there's no wood up here. It's all...
Yep, that's true. It's
diamond,
all metal.
It's all diamond plate and aluminum, which is really good if it starts to thunder and lightning. But... yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, the Central Mountain Band down on the field going through their pregame ceremonies. I do see the Braves band across the way. They were here bright and early. Teams have gone through their pregame warm-ups. The Braves sporting a few extra numbers tonight.
Yeah, I think we dressed 51 or 52 tonight. That's up quite a few from last week. And, of course, a lot of that has to do with some kids back from injury. And I don't think there's a lot of kids that are really on the injured list right now. But, anyway, it's nice to see a full entourage of white uniforms out there.
Central Mountain, you know, looking, they have relatively the same amount of numbers based on, you know, what we saw on Max Preps. Now, how many of them are still on the team, not injured or whatever? And, of course, one of the big injuries for them was their starting quarterback from the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and I just talked to him out in the field, and, you know, I remember him from playing basketball up here. He was really one of the better basketball players that I've seen in the region, and that would be Hunter Hoy. And he's going to be back in a couple of weeks, but he really was their offense. And talking to the one assistant coach who gave us the starters, he said, we don't have a lot of students in the junior and senior class. We're very young, sophomores and freshmen. And I said, well, look at Shikalimi. All right, so this might be more like two JV teams if you were talking about big programs that had a lot of upperclassmen in it. But Hunter Hoy not only can run the offense and he can throw the ball, probably one of the fastest kids that I've seen, and he's very dangerous on the quarterback sweep, quarterback draw, or if he just has to get out of the pocket. Probably the best offense they had was when they scrambled and get out of throwing the ball and go down the field.
Well, the Braves don't have to worry about him tonight. Talking with Coach Hoover, he said that they, first of all, this week they worked a lot on special teams and also on containing, getting after the backfield, because they expect them to run quite a bit. Well, we are just moments away from the kickoff here between the Braves and the Wildcats. And when we come back, we will have an interview with Coach Hoover. You're listening to Shikalimi High School Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We are back, and we're talking with Shikalimi football coach Mike Hoover. And Coach, thanks for joining us. Going into the game this weekend against Central Mountain, certainly a winnable game for the Braves. What did you see last week that you reinforced and are working to do even better for the game on Friday night?
So I'll start off by saying I've seen definitely a positive atmosphere from the kids overall. We've seen some offensive production that we hadn't seen in a few weeks. And honestly, I took a lot of positives out of that game, which the score did not reflect.
You got some good play from your wideouts. In fact, that's where you got your touchdown from. Are you going to be working more on the passing game, or are you going to try and stick with the running game?
So moving forward here, we're going to try to get a mixture of both them. I mean, we got some good running backs in the backfield along with our quarterback, Brody Raybuck, you know, but you mix in there Mikey Vaders, Gavin Kiefer, and Luke Keeley, and, you know, we can put together a good run game as well and mix that with a pass game. I'll add on to that and tell you, we have our starting offensive lineback, which I can't tell you the last time that we had that. So that's a great thing going into this Central Mountain game.
Yeah, one of the other weapons that you did get involved is a kid I watched his dad play back in your era, and he's a big presence on the field, and that's Charlie Walter, tight end.
Yeah, so Charlie, he is a big asset on the team. You know, he's struggling at times to catch a football, and he knows that, we know that, but we tell him, keep his head up. He don't drop a ball in practice, so it's just it's the pressure of the game and all that, and we keep telling him, keep your head up, buddy. You're going to get it, and it's going to all come together. You're 15 years old, and it's all going to come together for you.
Now, Coach, there's some other things I'm sure that you saw last week that you thought, boy, we need to work on that. What is number one on that list, and what are you doing?
All right, so two things most importantly, all right? The first thing is special teams. We have put so much time into practice this week into getting our special teams correct, changing some personnel, and making sure we invest a lot of time into that. And the second thing would be our defensive pass coverage. So that we slacked on that last week. I thought we did an excellent job against the run, which we've done all season, but we struggled again like we did against Shamar. With pass coverage on defense. So we put a lot of time and effort into that as well this week.
Yeah, I don't know how much you've gotten a chance to see Central Mountain, but what can we expect from them, do you think?
You know, I did watch all their games, actually. And, you know, I'm not sure. Defensively, they've ran a three front, they've ran a four front, they've ran a five front. Offensively, it looks like they're geared towards running with their quarterback, whether it's, you know, the starting quarterback who started the season or the gentleman who played last week for them. But that's what I expect from them. And I'm not sure what else moving forward with them.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Coach, and we will prepare for this game. We'll be right back after this. You are listening to Shikellamy Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel starting at 7.
Central Mountain High School, the Braves and the Wildcats ready to tangle here in Heartland Athletic Conference Division I football action. And Dave, I think, you know, if we're up here in another month looking out over here, it is going to be a gorgeous
view. Yeah.
With the leaves turning, looking down the valley here, we look back behind us. You've already found a place you're going to put your deer stand back there, really wild and woolly. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see some. Well, it's raining. They probably aren't going to come out tonight.
But. You know, one time Kevin and I were up here, and about four or five of them came out and started feeding up back here in this field while the game was going on. So they're probably the Central Mountain tame deer. All right, so. It is very nice. And I, like you said, if you had a house back there, oh my gosh, that'd be like heaven, all right? Yeah. It'd be like living in the hills of West Virginia.
Yeah. Beautiful vista, not necessarily tonight unless you like fog, rain.
Yeah,
that's kind of cloudy. We're up here in the clouds, but
it does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
You know, nobody looks real big down there in the field right now. So.
No, no, we're definitely way up here. And if you were tuning into the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, that will not be on tonight. We apologize for that with some technical difficulties and probably not the most ideal conditions for that anyway. So you got us. Well, you got us anyway, but you really got us.
Yeah. You just won't be able to see what's going on, so you won't be able to know if we're telling you the truth or not.
So it's going to be an incredible game amongst the most exciting players we've ever seen.
Yes, okay. That's how we'll do it.
Very good. All right, let's take a look at Shikellamy's starting lineup tonight. Really just one change from last week, and I'll highlight that when we get that. But starting off at center, Devin Bingham, and the guards are Noah Johnson and Willie Bender. John Rosinski is the left tackle. Actually, I put him into the right tackle, too, but it isn't. Last week it was Valderrama. We'll have to check and see.
I think it's Rosinski. John Rosinski's in for Valderrama. Remember?
Okay, so there's a Rosinski right and a Rosinski left tackle.
Yes, brothers. One's a senior, one's a sophomore.
Okay. All right. The wideouts, Corbin Stahl. We saw him does a lot of motion. And then Thomas Pollock, who was the touchdown scorer last week. Quarterback is Brody Raybuck, junior number 12. And in the backfield with him will be Mikey Vaders and Luke Keeley. Occasionally we will also see Derek Torber-Ortiz and Gavin Kiefer. Defensively for the Braves, across the front will be Brace Brumbaugh, Willie Bender, and Gedeel Valderrama. Linebackers Luke Keeley, Brody Raybuck, Derek Torber-Ortiz, who was in on a lot of tackles last week. Noah Johnson and Chase Swartz. Cornerbacks are Owen Elliott and Maddox Hoover. And the safety is Corbin Stahl. So, you know, some names that we called a lot last week in different situations. Hopefully we're going to be able to call some of those running backs because I think we're going to see the Braves try and run the ball a little bit more tonight.
You know, I watched this Central Mountain play last week. I saw the game at Shamokin on Huddle, and they moved the ball once in a while, but, you know, it was just a matter of making mistakes. And, you know, once you're down 35-0, 56-0 in the first half, it's pretty tough to keep motivated, so... And, you know, I think when I talked with Steve Jones this Thursday, he said, how important is it for the first team to score tonight? You know, and I said, it's big, man.
Huge.
It is big. All right. So Coach Hoover's leading the Braves out. You know what? He can still run.
Yeah.
He just ran 100 yards, and he beat everybody.
I'll tell you what. If those kids are half as enthusiastic as he is, there's a lot of enthusiasm down there. He has really got these kids fired up. He was excited about the way they were warming up tonight.
Yeah.
I talked to him during the week. He was excited to talk about what was coming up. So, yeah, Coach Hoover gets the kids down there in the end zone and – get their heads on right, get out here and, like you said, make that
first score, get up on the scoreboard first, it's going to be huge. You know, I watched Central Mountain as well a couple weeks ago when they played down in Selins Grove, and the one thing that they could not do is they could not stop Ethan Miller.
He's probably one of the better running backs in the league.
Has a good first step, not overpowering with his speed, but gets there very quickly. Big, strong kid. I got to guess he's about 190 pounds. We'll get downfield for the national anthem. Wildcats Marching Band, Central Mountain High School. And if you've ever been up here, we are just overlooking the high school. We can see that from here. Kind of a unique architecture, to say the least. But let's see, that opened maybe 2000.
Yeah, I think it was. I remember coming up here when Central Mountain got in the Heartland Conference with the basketball for the girls. We came up here, and the gym was fairly new then. So I think you're right. Probably about 2000. Of course, it's a combination of. I know that it's Lock Haven, and I'm trying to think of if there's a
Bald Eagle Nittany.
Bald Eagle Nittany
and Sugar Valley.
Sugar Valley. That's right. And it's a pretty big school district area wise.
Yeah.
So that tells you something.
From their website, it is the largest area wise in the state.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds
largest
good.
Largest area wise in the state. So, and then I know they also co-op in some sports with Bucktail.
Just a second here. Do you need Shikalimi?
Yes.
Okay. There's the front.
They've tried
the back, and there's
help out some of the people up here. But at any rate, we are ready to go. Central Mountain.
I'm sorry.
Sending their captains out onto the field.
Trying to do two things at one time here, and I'm not very good at that.
Yeah, sports information director here.
Yeah,
that's what you are.
Yeah, gotcha. I heard they get paid a lot more than announcers on the radio.
They get to be inside where it's warm and dry.
Yep.
Same pay, warm and dry.
That's true. And they usually have a bunch of kids doing all their work.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, if you've ever covered college sports, man, it's great because they've got a sports information department, and they just overload you with information.
You don't have to take any statistics yourself.
You don't have to remember. You don't have to do anything.
All you have to do is be able to read.
Oh. That's a problem. Well, the Braves will receive the opening kickoff. They will be to our right. No real wind to speak of, despite the rainy, ugly, weathery conditions here. The flag in the end zone is almost at a standstill, so that will not be a factor.
You know, Kevin always has to describe the uniforms every time we do these games.
All right. So. Well, the Braves, you should know what they look like. They're blue, maroon, and white. They're playing, and they're all white. And
maroon letters.
Yep. And the Central Mountain Wildcats are in a
Detroit Lions uniform.
Yeah, older ones. They're blue jerseys, blue pants, and gray numbers highlighted with white. Kind of. Yeah, it's really not that bad as far as the contrast goes. We should be able to pick them out a little bit easier than some of the schools we go to, but. Teeing up the football for Central Mountain. We apologize because we really didn't get a whole lot of lineup information from them as much as we got dry information. So that is number 17, Micah Carson.
Yeah,
when we went down to get some numbers, he was practicing and had pretty good leg on him. So yeah. We'll see how far he gets it on the kickoff here.
Pollock and Vader's back for the Braves. And it's going to come down at the 15, and that is Vader's finally picks it up at the 15, breaks to the outside across the 20 to the 25-yard line, where the Braves will take over first and 10.
You know, the Braves aren't used to having a kick that short like that. They've had to come up against a couple of good kickers in the first five games, and I think that's what happened with Mickey when he was a little short. He just didn't give himself enough time to get up to catch the ball.
Well, let's see who, if they put everybody out there they told us they were going to so far. I see Pollock, I see Keeley, of course, Raybuck, Walter coming out to the left side is Pollock. So, yeah, pretty much what they told us. They'll run with the backs split beside the quarterback. And a handoff off the left.
I think that was Keeley, number four.
Yes, out to the 29. So a pickup of four, second and six.
That's always a great first down distance if you can get 4 yards or more. You know, it makes things a little more manageable. Your play calling gets a little bit more wider varied. So
line up in the center of the field, low snap, brings it down, fires to the outside. He's got Pollock. Pollock up the sideline. He'll have the first down as he crosses the 40-yard line before he is drug out of bounds. They'll mark it down at the 41-yard line. First and 10 for the Braves.
That was one whale of a catch. I mean, Brody threw that hard, and it was to his inside, and he had to stretch out to catch that and did a nice job of picking up yardage after that.
Wide receivers everywhere. Three right, three left. Pass out into the right flat, and the flag's flying.
I believe that there's going to be a motion call here because it looked like they had trips on this side. It looked like the middle guy moved before the snap.
Tenet receiver Luke Keeley over on the right side. So
they flooded the left side with receivers and had Keeley on the right side, and you know, tried to get a one-on-one on that side, and that ball was thrown pretty hard too, but it's all for naught because we got a 5-yard penalty. First and 15 now.
Ball on the 36-yard line. Team comes to the line of scrimmage, checks their game wrists. Back split. Delay handoff to Vaders. Vaders to the outside. Not a whole lot of room out there as he is brought down. It's going to be second and a bunch.
Yeah, he loses 2 yards, and it was the linebacker. And unfortunately, my eyes cannot pick up those numbers, all right? But there was kind of a tough exchange at the mesh point there, too. I mean, it looked like it wasn't smooth, and that gave the defense a little bit more time to react to the play.
You're going to send Corbin Stahl and Charlie Walter out wide left, back split in the backfield. Raybuck from the pistol looks, fires. He's got number 15, Corbin Stahl, at the 40, still short of the original line of scrimmage, and it'll bring up a third and 11.
A solid tackle that time by number 11 for the Wildcats. And he would be Gavin Edmiston, linebacker and halfback.
Third and 11, wideouts, two to the right, one to the left. That is Pollock coming into the short side of the field. Raybuck fires to Pollock. Pollock makes the catch. Nice block in the front across midfield and finally wrestled out of bounds. He is going to have the first down. And that was, who was that throwing the block out there?
That was Jacob Rosinski, came from his tackle position, got out and made a nice block on the corner. And that gave Pollock just enough to get himself rolling there, and he picks up the first down.
So the Braves looked like they had taken a step backwards, but on the move, handoff off the left side, and that is Keeley. Keeley will maybe get a yard after being run all the way across the field.
Well, it's an off-tackle play on the left side, and, you know, it looked like Keeley had more yardage, and it all of a sudden he just got stood up and he was pushed back. I thought he was going to pick up maybe 4 or 5 yards. Good defense that time. Good reaction by Central Mounds linebackers.
Second and 8 for the Braves. They'll bring Mulder in motion from the right side, line him at the traditional tight end spot. And a keeper by Raybuck around the right side. Gets across the 45 and is stood up and knocked back across the 45. Let's see where they spot it. They're going to spot it down at about the 44, 43 and a half, somewhere in that area.
Well, that's basically a quarterback sweep. They pulled the right guard, and they also had the tight end in the slotter, and they did not get their blocks. And
no.
When you don't do that, you're not going anywhere. And I don't care how strong you are. Brody Raybuck, get a couple guys on him, he's going to go down.
Third and 7, one running back in the backfield. Timeout by the Central Mountain Wildcats. That's a pretty quick timeout with just 8:13 left in the first quarter.
Usually when that happens, the defense, especially if you call timeout on the defense side, that there's something they don't like out there. I mean, Chickalamy's been picking them apart on with the passes out to the flank or the wideouts. And I don't know if they wanted to get to talk to the kids, but you're right. That's real quick to call timeout here with only 8:13 to go.
Brace came to the line of scrimmage with just one single setback. I think that's the first time tonight. No, we didn't see him do that much last week either. Usually go with two in the backfield, Keeley and Vaders. They didn't have to tell him too much because Central Mountain quickly back out on the field. The Braves are still huddling across the way.
It's a big down here. I mean, you know, you're talking about third and eight here at the Central Mountain 44-yard line. You need a couple yards here to get the first down, and we'll see what happens.
Turbo Ortiz is in the backfield. He's to the right of Brody, and he'll get the carry. Bounces out to the outside, off the right side, and
close.
Oh, boy, is it ever. Yeah, if you look at the lineman on this side, did not make it.
Got about a yard.
Yeah, you got to think they're going to go for it here, though.
Well, they have to. All right. And go right away. Their Central Mountain's not set yet.
They are. Two out to the right. And right up the gut. And still, it's going to be close. Lineman runs across there at 35 years old. 35 years.
That's a pretty generous spot, Steve.
I believe. I didn't think he got that far. But.
Real generous.
But we are up here in the hinterlands of Clinton County. We'll cede to his judgment there.
Well, you know, we have District 6 officials. It's the first time all year we've had that.
Yeah, that's true. We are in District 6. All right, coming out here to the left side will be Stahl and Walter. That means Pollock is on the right side. One setback. Man in motion. Jeff sweep handoff around the left side. That is Gavin Kiefer. Kiefer looking for the corner. He got it. He's across the 30 to the 25 and out at the 24-yard line.
Are they moving the chains again?
Yeah, they better.
You know, Gavin got the corner. I'll tell you what, there's nothing like speed, right, Steve? I mean, my gosh, he did a little inside movement and got around one man and went for the sidelines and got around another guy. So a little bit jet sweeping.
When I say, yeah, there's nothing like speed, I know that from watching it, not from having it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I agree with you.
Two wideouts each side. Turbo Ortiz in the backfield with Raybuck. Man in motion. Fakes a jet sweep. Puts it up over the top into the hands of Pollock. And touchdown, Thomas Pollock. Chickalamy Braves go up first, 6-0.
Brody threw that ball exactly where it had to be, and Thomas Pollock caught it over his shoulder, all right, with a guy on his back. That was pretty. I'm going to have to watch that on Huddle next time. We're up here pretty far, but that was just one of the nicest throws we've seen all year, and catch.
And you know what? Early candidate for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. And what do we... Oh, okay. I thought we were going to do a tackle-eligible thing here with the...
Yeah.
That was Rosinski just getting off the field. But they will try and kick the traditional extra point.
Well, Mr. DePhillips out there.
Snap. Kick is up, and it's going to be blocked. So you were talking about how he was perfect last week and his first block of the season. So the score will be Chickalamy 6 and Central Mountain 0.
Freshman Ryan DePhillips, sometimes you wonder whose fault it is, but I don't think that ball got up quickly enough.
It didn't.
Right,
so. It was really low.
Yeah. Well, we talked about who would score first, who would have the advantage. Well, the Braves came out and drove the ball down the field. They started on their own 25-yard line, if I'm not mistaken. That's 75 yards, yeah. All right. 75-yard drive, and they used up five minutes and 7 seconds of this first quarter.
And now, how important would a defensive stop be?
Oh, wow. You bet.
What a great way to start the game. The Braves could stick it to the Central Mountain Wildcats right here. They'll send two guys back, 24 and 8. I'm going to have to refer to my...
Let's see 24 here. And 8.
24 and 8 is Dalton McDermott. Is 24. 8 is Jake Weaver.
One of their best running backs, yep. If not the best running back.
So Weaver is on the far side from us. Hopefully they will kick it away from him.
Well, we have a bunch of speed merchants on Chickalimmie's kickoff team. Stay in your lane. Don't get sucked in. Whatever you do, don't let him have the sideline. Don't keep him contained right in the middle.
No, we are ready for the kickoff. Approaches the ball and line drive to one of the up men. Drops to his knees at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for Central Mountain. That is... Is that 48 or 46? If it's 46... 48. If it's 46, it's Bryce Brungard. If it's 48, I have no idea. He's not on the...
Yeah, it was 46.
Not on the writer. So it was Brungard. So, we think Isaiah Maldonado is going to be the quarterback. And he will have Jake Weaver, Cooper Butorf, and Jake Nyman, or some combination of them in the backfield with him. And it looks like so they're going to be running from the eye. But Maldonado under center. Two wideouts to the left. Hand off to the tailback. Into the line. Nothing doing. Braves stand up to the runner. Out. Pull him down. And that's Weaver. Well, yeah, it's going to be some bad blood if they keep doing that.
Well, I'm telling you that the line did a good job of not letting the backs or their offensive linemen get out on our linebackers. And again, Turbo Ortiz there along with, if I can find out, trying to find these numbers here. They're hard to read. Number 54 and on the tackle, two for the Braves.
Maldonado again under center. Two wideouts left, one to the right, backs in the eye. Weaver going to get the call again and again. Ooh. This time off the right side, and again, nothing doing. The Braves swarming them.
Eight guys got to the ball that time for Chickalimmie. It would be really hard if you have to almost run this film back to see who made the initial hit and who made the tackle.
Yeah. So it'll bring up a third and 10, 5.5 to go in the first quarter. The Braves up 6-0. Both teams looking for their first win.
Well, now we'll see. I would imagine, you might look at a screen or a draw if they don't try to throw the ball, but they almost have to put the ball in the air here now.
Well, Maldonado is going to run from the pistol, back split beside him. Two wideouts left, one to the right. Maldonado drops back, looks over the middle. He's going to be picked off over the left side and finally pushed out of bounds.
Number 55, Willie Bender.
Bender smelled that one all the way.
Don't celebrate too much, guys. That ball was meant for the wideout coming down the sideline here. It was underthrown, and Willie looked like he was his intended receiver.
Yeah, he was. He was there all by himself. He just kind of stood, watched his eyes, backed up, got in position, made a beautiful catch. Maybe he's got a career at wide receiver.
Well, they're going to have to give him a different number, but
yeah,
he could
true.
Do it.
All right, so the Braves back on the attack. Ball down on the 13-yard line. First and 10. Braves trying to go up by two scores. Raybuck, two back split. Hand off to number 6 for the Braves. That is Vaders, and he'll get across the 10 down to the 9.
Good run. I mean, again, it was almost like a sweep, but he cut it up inside and tried to get back outside. But that's you get 4 yards on the first down. That's a good start for this series.
Braves going into a hurry up. They are not going to huddle up. They'll call the play from the line of scrimmage. Stone Walter to the left. Handoff off around the right side and steps through and into the end zone. Touchdown, Luke Kuechly, and the Shikellamy Braves go up by 2 scores.
That's a very nice run by Luke. I mean, he did a nice job. He took a hit and bounced off of that, but then he did a nice move to get around the last guy. And I don't think anybody tackled him. I think he went in the end zone and standing up.
Yep.
One thing the Braves are going to have to remember is, I know they're getting excited because they scored, but you start jumping around the end zone, you're going to end up getting a penalty.
Yeah.
All right, so,
you know, I've heard a lot of really great athletes say, act like you've been here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ryan DePhillip's out to try to make the extra point this time.
Low snap, kick is up, and oh, somebody got a finger on it. Hits a crossbar, bounces up, and bounces back into the field of play. No good.
Ryan's got to get that ball end over end and get it up into the air. But I was surprised they didn't go for two, you know, but
yeah.
It's one of those things, you know, you can't just get down on your kicker if he misses one. The last time the Braves were up by 2 scores was against Milton in the first game of the season in the second quarter.
Well, we've got a couple of other scores from around the area from WKOK.com. Selins Grove 7, Shamokin 6. Lewisburg and Loyal Sock tied at 0 as our Warrior Run North Penn. And pretty much everybody else. Stilton High Spire 7-0 over Lion Mountain. But, of course, all the games early on here in the first quarter. Braves 12, Central Mountain 0.
Well, the Seals giving the Indians all they can. I think they're playing down in Selins Grove, if I'm not mistaken. 4:19 to go here in the first quarter. Again, the Braves up 12-0. I think that's Luke Kuechly's first touchdown. Because we haven't had many, but I think that is his first.
Weaver and Heverly back deep to receive the kick. And we are back underway. Low end over end line drive kick again to one of the up backs at the 20. And he is going to be mauled after 11. Not happy about that. Gets up. Some pushing and shoving going on here.
Well, you got to look at it this way. He wasn't out of bounds when he got initially hit, and the guy just came and went. Like they said, he made the tackle. He went through the man.
He sure did.
He went through the man.
Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't see anything wrong with the tackle. He just thought he was out of bounds and didn't like it, and boys will be boys. First and 10, 4:12 to go in the first quarter. Braves up 12-0. He'll send two wideouts left, one to the right. Quarterback drops back. Oh, he's going to be dropped for a big loss.
Number 60.
Oh, and here's your excessive celebration penalty. The flags are flying.
By number 60.
Valderrama with the sack, but that's going to probably be, I don't know how many yards it is. I guess it's an unsportsmanlike situation. It was a pretty high tackle.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there is no, they're telling the benches to get back.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's good for the Braves. That was a 10-yard sack.
You're right. They're going to have to be careful about their excitement. Yeah. That was a great.
Well, you know, Jackson Kashub is in there at middle guard, and you know, Valderrama is just a horse in there at the other tackle spot. They're just doing a nice job up front.
Maldonado will come out under center. Backs in the eye behind him. He'll bring a man in motion to the right. Hand off to Weaver. Weaver looking for some running room. He'll get out across the 25. Twists and turns. Let's see. Yeah, they give him the 27.
You know, that time you had your linebackers, you know, you get a little, happy with firing your linebackers. And Weaver got to the outside, and there was nobody there. And they picked up a couple yards till the corner picked him up. But still 3rd and 14.
Two wideouts to the left, one to the right. Working from the pistol back split. Maldonado drops back, looks.
Intercepted.
He's going to pick off again. Oh, that's Brumbaugh. Up by 3 as Bryce Brumbaugh smelled that out.
There's a penalty against the Braves.
Well, it's at laying at the 9-yard line, so you got to believe they're still going to have possession.
Yeah, it'll be possession, but I think they'll take the touchdown away.
Yeah.
I think it's a hold.
Boy, look at Brumbaugh. He is.
Yeah,
he's over there negotiating for his touchdown.
Well, he put his hands on his helmet, so you know that's not good.
No. Boy, he was big time there, standing in the end zone. Oh. And that's, it is. Illegal use of hands.
Yeah, but I thought he was pushing out, so that might be an illegal block. Anyway, look at it. It's 10 yards.
Yep. But it is the Braves' ball. Score remains 12-0, 2:33 to go in the first quarter, and the rain is really coming down here.
Well, they tried to run a screen play, all right, and Bryce was right there with the intended halfback who was going to get that pass, and he just stepped in front of it and took off, and I'm sorry that I hollered interception. I shouldn't do that, all right?
No.
I get a little excited.
It's what you saw. Yeah, well, we're going to give you participation flag here.
All right, thank you.
That's good.
Illegal participation.
No, it's good participation.
All right.
When you do it. All righty. Back split. With Ray Buck. Ray Buck looks. Oh, and we're going to get a face mask here. Big time. I think he spun him all the way around, then left him go, and then two tackles brought him down. But, man, that was big.
Yeah, well, it would have been a big loss for the Braves. What they tried was a little play action pass there, and when Brody came up with the ball after he faked the handoff to the back, he kind of stood there, and evidently the offensive or the defensive backfield for the Wildcats must have had everybody covered, and the two big guys got him, and one guy grabbed his face mask. That's a 15-yarder because that wasn't an accident.
No, he spun him around. So they put that, it was maybe the 23 is where the flag was laying. They move it up, and it's going to be inside the 10, probably about the 9.
Yeah, first and goal from the 9.
And Braves knocking on the door. Back split. Ray Buck drops back, looks left. He's got a man wide open over the middle. That is number one for the Shikellamy Braves. That is Thomas Pollock. Touchdown, Braves.
Well, it looked like Brody wanted to throw an out pass to his right, but then he turned around, and Thomas did a nice job of going to the opposite corner, but then he did a cutback in the middle, and he left his defender standing in his tracks, and like you said, he was wide open.
Wow. There was lots of blue around him, and I'm referring to the carpet in the end zone. Not jerseys for Central Mountain. Now, let's see. After two missed extra points, it looks like
they're going to go for two.
They're going to go for two. That's what the book would say. Three wideouts left, two to the right. Ray Buck in the backfield by himself. It's a keeper all the way. Digs his toes in. Does he get it?
Yep.
Yes, he does. Two-point conversion is good. That'll make the score 20-0 in favor of the Braves with 2:10 to go in the first quarter.
You know, this is what happened to Central Mountain against Shamokin last week. The defense made some plays and put the Shamokin offense with a short porch to get into the end zone, and they took great advantage of it. And the Braves are doing the same thing. You know, it makes you feel good, doesn't it, Steve?
It does.
It's 20-0 here with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, and I'm sure those kids are on cloud 9 right now.
Oh yeah. You can see it from up here. They're coming with their ears pinned back.
Well, we talked to the assistant coach, and he said he had a lot of sophomores and freshmen on the team. Well, there's quite a few on Shikellamy's team too. So Braves doing a great job at both sides of the ball.
Weaver and Heverly back deep to receive to Phillips's kick. They have not gotten it yet. It's been a short kick each time.
I don't know, the wind's hitting me in the face, so it must be a cross breeze on the field here.
Yeah, it's picking up, but the flag's moving a little bit, not much more, but high atop the beautiful vista, it's windy. And again, short kick this one. Oh, past Everly. It's going to roll back inside of the 5. He's going to pick it up. Looks for a lane up the right side. Breaks one tackle and is drugged down from behind.
And the ball came out.
Yeah,
but he recovered it.
I'm looking for a flag because it looked like there might have been a piece of face mask in there, but no, I guess not.
I think 18 was the one that made the initial hit, and I believe that is, like, you know, I by now I should have all these numbers memorized, all right, but I do not. All right, so we'll get on here and take a look at it.
18 for the Braves is?
Well, I have
Lattimore.
Keaton Lattimore.
All righty. Central Mountain going to try it again. They'll send two wideouts left, and the referee's stopping it. What do we got now? They're going to start it again.
I think they, I don't know if it was something. Oh, do it.
No?
They're something to do with the clock. Oh, the clock's, okay. The clock shouldn't have started running, and it did.
Yeah, well, I just saw it. It was at 144, so they'll have to get it reset. But we're going to play nonetheless. Maldonado going to pitch it around to the left side to Weaver. Weaver finds a hole. And, oh, still on his feet as he fights his way to the 30 and a first down for the Wildcats. Second effort.
Great block on a pull by, I think, number 54 for Central Mountain. He pulled from the left guard spot and got around, and he blocked the linebacker in. And of course, that opened up a nice hole. And, you know, Weaver's a stud. I mean, he really can run hard, and he's hard to bring down.
He's a short, squat runner.
Plus, he had momentum that time, you know, right? Momentum.
Maldonado will go under center. Weaver lined up as a tailback. Hand off to the up back. No.
Ball's out.
Weaver.
Ball's out.
Excuse me.
28. That would be Chase Schwartz recovers the fumble. I think what actually happened was they missed the handoff.
Yeah.
It looked like the back on the left side was coming in, and all of a sudden everybody runs back to the quarterback, and I didn't see the ball come out. All I just saw was a bunch of white jerseys on the ground.
I saw the ball laying there. I thought Maldonado faked it and kept it left, but he faked us.
Yes, he did. He did.
Now the Braves trying to go up by four scores, leading 20-0 in the first quarter.
Don't be surprised if they put the ball in the air on first down here.
Hey, why not?
Yeah.
Now they're going to send Walter and Corbin Stahl to the right.
You got Pollock one-on-one out here.
Pollock on the left side. And showing a blitz to Central Mountain. Raybuck looks, fires down to Pollock. He's got good defensive effort.
Good job by the defender back there, number 11. Okay,
Edmondson. Yeah.
And, you know, that was a great pass. Pollock did an out once he got down to the field about the five-yard line, and Brody laid it right in there, but, again, knocked away. I'm sorry, he wasn't by himself over there. There was a corner back there behind him, so they do have two people on him.
So second and 10. Braves will send two to the left, one to the right. Kiefer and Keeley in the backfield. Excuse me, that's Vaders. Hand off to Vaders. He's going to lose a couple of yards back to the 29.
Well, one thing that Central Mountain has done better is the fact they've been stopped a run, especially if it's going to be a delayed handoff or if it's going to take time to develop in the backfield. If they hit it quick, it seems like the Braves are much better running the ball. But when you can run laterally like that, Central Mountain's defense does a nice job of recovering and finding the ball carrier.
Pollock right, Corbin Stahl and Charlie Walter left. Vaders and Kiefer in the backfield. Raybuck hands it to Kiefer. Kiefer looking, nothing there. He'll fight forward for, maybe to the line of scrimmage.
I would say they got to the line of scrimmage. There was no surge that time on the defense or on the offensive line, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter.
It is the end of the first quarter with the score Shikellamy 20 and Central Mountain 0. We'll be back with the second quarter. I think we even have some stats this week for you. We'll give them to you when we come back. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK. Braves on top of the Wildcats, and right now, Brody Raybuck not having a bad evening. 5 for 6, 73 yards passing.
Two touchdown passes, right?
Two touchdowns, yeah. And you've got a 3rd and 13. Backs will be split, two wideouts to the right. Man in motion, Raybuck drops back, screen to the left side, and that is Kiefer.
It's going to be short.
Yep. But they're going to probably take another down here as the ball down on the 20-yard line.
It's a nice play. They brought the halfback on the left side in motion, and he kind of did an arc on the right side in the backfield, and then he ran the screen to the left, and it was set up pretty good. And number 54 got a good block out there for Shikalimi, but it just was too many guys to block, and you probably need another 2 yards, don't you think, Steve, to get the first down?
Yeah, that's right. That was a fourth down.
Yeah.
So first and 10 from the 20. For the Wildcats, they'll send two wideouts to the right. Maldonado will go under center, backs in the eye behind him, drops back, looks right, pops a pass, and jumping up to make the reception is number 48.
48. Yeah, do we have a 48?
No. Well,
I don't know.
Bryce Brungard.
Okay. Well, that Bryce Brungard was our guy. He's the one that tackled him.
No.
But I don't know who that guy was. That's almost like we used to run a tight end dump, but that time it was to a wide receiver that was just split out a little bit.
I think it's Brungard.
That's what I thought too, but he's not on the. We're trying to find out here. We've got a second and seven.
No, second and three.
Second and three. Pitch to Weaver off the left side. They're going to run him out of bounds. Yeah, looks like it's going to be short of the first down.
Real short. I thought he might have picked it up. He had to get just a little bit on the other side of the 30-yard line, and this time he's...
It's 46, Bryce Brungard.
Them?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have a Bryce Brungard, too.
Well, that's what Steve's saying. And
yes, they do.
Yeah, how about that?
So we have two Bryce Brungards out there.
I thought you were lying to me when you said that.
Number 41 for the Braves and number 46 for the Wildcats.
Third and one from the pistol. Hand off up the middle. Big hole. Weaver switches hands up the left side. One man to beat and finally drug down from behind.
Number 28, Schwartz. Chase Schwartz on the tackle. You see, that's what happens when you got everybody up trying to stop the short run play. And he got a nice job by Central Mound's offensive line on the left side. They made a hole. And once he got past the linebackers, get to the sideline, and that guy can put him down and pick him up too.
Yeah, he did a good job. Down to the 30-yard line, first and 10. Now 29-yard line.
Well, you know, this Central Mound team, they're able to catch the ball, to run the ball a lot of times, but the Braves have done a pretty good job so far.
I'm looking. I don't see the play clock here. Do you?
No, I don't. It's probably on the field.
Maldonado. Braves showing blitz. Hand off to Weaver. Weaver trying to duck under a bunch of little maroon and white arms.
Little or no gain. He was met at the line of scrimmage by the linebackers.
I was looking because it seemed like they were taking an awful long time. Well, there's a clock down there, but it's not on. I don't see one in the other end zone.
I don't either.
Who knows? You know, they spent all their money on their press box.
Yeah, I guess.
Wide out to the right side is Jay Setzer. Maldonado with a running back just to his right from the shotgun, and he will fake it and keep it and eat it for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, he was. That's number 52 in on the tackle there, and we're talking about our sophomore linebacker, all right, which would be
Noah Johnson.
I should remember Noah's name all the time. Third and 11 or 12. I would imagine that the Wildcats are in four down territory, Steve.
Yeah.
I really would.
Trailing 20-0 in the first quarter. You're going to have to try something. It's third and a bunch, though. It's third and 10 on the scoreboard, but it's more than that. We'll say third and 11. Two wideouts left. One to the right. Back split. Maldonado from the
Pistol looks to the left, decides, no, I'd rather take a big sack loss back behind the 40 instead, and that's what he does.
Well, when you have an entire offensive line still at the line of scrimmage and your quarterback's being sacked by five or six, they must have brought everybody that time, and there were just too many people to block, and we get a sack by many of the Braves that time.
Yeah.
Now they'll punt, I would imagine.
Is that a statistic? We'll have to check with Steve here. Yeah, well, many of the Braves
tackled. Many of the Braves tackled, yeah.
I think it is. And they will indeed punt the ball away. Pollock will trot back to his 8-yard line. Line drive punt. Pollock waiting. Fields it at the 5. Finds a big hole off to the right side, up to the sideline, off to the races. He's got one block to beat, down the sideline to the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, but we've got some laundry on the far side.
There is a flag so far away from the ball, and I'm sure it's going to be a block from behind or a hold. It is so far away from the ball, that's going to wipe out one of the greatest runs of the game. All right, they're going to bring it all the way back to the 25-yard line of Central Mountain, and I'm sure that's what they're going to call.
Oh boy!
It's on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
From where the run was.
Pollock was never more than maybe a yard to the left of the near hash mark, and this is a yard to the left of the far hash mark. So how far are the hash marks?
I'd say they're about 20 yards apart. Wow.
And brings back a nice return.
That would have been his third touchdown,
yeah.
Fourth of the year. And that's gonna put the Braves, that's what it is, it's a hold. And my God, I tell you what, if you're a coach, that about drives you crazy when somebody does that far away from the ball. I'm sure films on Monday night will probably be pretty interesting.
Yeah, they'll be smoldering. And, you know, after spending a week of trying to get better at special teams.
Yes, they did do that a lot this week.
They did that a lot this week, and it'll be brought up. It'll be noticed. But, you know, you got to do that.
Well, now the Braves, instead of having a touchdown, are going to have be, let's see, 80-some yards away. 89 yards away.
The referee had the ball and just kind of was wandering aimlessly, finally put it down at the 11 where the Braves had the first and 10.
Nobody got an angle on Pollock. I mean, it was unbelievable. You think people were going to catch him. He just goes right by him.
Beautiful downfield block.
Yes.
Could have been our Shamokin Dim Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Handoff inside. Bounces to the outside as Ortiz gets out to the outside. And a big gain for Derek Turbert Ortiz out to the, let's see, they're going to mark that at what, the 30?
Yeah, that's a 38? 39-yard run from the just inside the 11. Yeah, the 37-yard run. And, you know, he did a nice job at changing directions. It got clogged up on the right side. He just found a seam to the left. And actually, I think people didn't even know he was going out of there.
No.
Yep. Start the clock, guys.
There we go. And we're ready to get back underway. Ortiz and Keeley in the backfield. Hand off to
nice
Keeley
cut.
Around the right side.
Nice.
He's got
cut.
Some running room into Central Mountain territory down to the 47-yard line, and another first down for the Braves.
Now, John Schaefer told me they weren't going to run any wing T anymore, and the last two plays they've ran are basically wing T plays out of different formations. But hey, when you're pumping them up there like they're and the guys getting their blocks, you know, it just gets contagious, all right?
Well, can you call it a wing T if you're not running out of the wing T formation?
I guess.
We can just call it a handoff.
I like wing T plays, all right? That's a sweep, all right?
Sweep. There you go.
Oh,
and
keeper.
This time, yeah, keeper by Brody Raybuck, and he's going to pick up a first down still on his
go
feet.
Go down, Brody, go down. Don't lose the ball. That time they faked the sweep to Keeley, and he just kept the ball. It was almost like a naked bootleg, all right, except he wasn't going to throw the ball. He was going to keep running. He picks up another first down.
I like your advice of go down.
Yeah.
We need those knees.
Yes, we do.
We need those knees for another 6 months.
Yeah. And don't forget baseball season with Brody either.
That's true. So. Okay, another 9 months. And we don't want any operations after that. So,
yes.
Yeah, go down.
Listen to the wise old coach here. Braves first and 10. Man in motion, handoff to Turber Ortiz. The left side of the line collapses the defense, and Ortiz will rumble to another first down inside of the 20. Lineman standing at the 18.
Again, he comes up to the line of scrimmage and just does a nice cut to the outside. And what is he rumbling, stumbling down there? That's, you know, I think Turber Ortiz is feeling it right now too, running real hard.
Well, he comes out of the ball game. Keely and Vaders will be in the backfield split. Raybuck from the pistol, wideouts right and left. Hand off.
Nice hole.
It's a stretch by Vaders.
That's just a nice hole.
Yeah.
I mean, back when you come up there and there's, you know, you get to the line of scrimmage and there's a place to go through, you got to be happy. By the way, the all-knowing Mr. Herr just called me and said he calls it a spread tee. That's what John Schaefer calls it, a spread tee.
Spread tee. All right.
Spread tee. Makes sense, too.
Yeah, well, since he's laying in a hospital, we'll call it a spread tee.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
And they are in the spread tee. Keely and Vaders on both sides of the quarterback, who drops back, looks downfield, then looks to the left. He's got Corbin Stahl. Boy, he looked off all of the coverage over there on the left side. Stahl made it look easy.
Corbin came in motion from the left wing, and he went through the motion, and then Brody did a nice job, like you said, of looking everybody off on the right, and they forgot he was over there. Didn't quite get the first down.
Nope, so I'll line up wide to the right side. Raybuck from the pistol. Backs in the tee. Keely left. Vaders right. And a keeper right up the middle. We'll get down to the 5-yard line, and that'll move the chains again for the Braves. So it'll be a first and goal from the 5-yard line.
Who is that big horse of a quarterback that Pittsburgh had?
Rottlesberger.
No, that's what it reminds me of there. I thought that guy was the hardest guy to bring down. I mean, they're holding on to him while he's trying to pass the ball, and he doesn't go down.
Turber Ortiz back into the game. He'll line up on the left side, Keely on the right side. Fake to Ortiz, and into the end zone easily goes Brody Raybuck. Touchdown, Shikalimi.
That was an 89-yard drive, folks, and they put the ball in the air, one time, I think. That was it, and everything else was on the ground. Great, great yardage by Turber Ortiz. I mean, he probably picked up 50 of those yards getting away there. So nice job by the offensive line. Nice job by the guys that are out wide blocking. So that was just a great response to having that long punt return called back.
And they're going to go for two again. They will go into the tee. And again, Raybuck with the keeper, steps inside.
He's
hit hard as he crosses the goal line, but in for the two. Wow.
You know, you're right. He was hit hard there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Braves up here 28-0, 5:51 to go in the half. And, I mean, they're just controlling both sides of the line. Except for that one long run that Central Mountain had, basically they've been bottled up.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you talk about Turber Ortiz and his running there, they really used him as a decoy in that touchdown run because they faked to him, and everybody in the Central Mountain uniform was on him, ready to tackle him, and he didn't have the ball.
You know, Brody Raybuck's a big quarterback, big strong quarterback, and Turber Ortiz, I'm telling you folks, he plays one of the best linebacker spots on defense, but he's also a horse in there, and he's got some speed too. So good job by the Braves offense again.
Heverly and Weaver back to receive the kick. Wind picking up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's blowing in our face, so it's perpendicular to the field.
It's not raining as much either.
Yeah, it's slowed down. DePhillips, line drive kick, and it'll go on his knees, but he
picked that.
Knocked it forward. That's Heverly. Heverly picks it up, stands up and picks it up, gets out across the 30.
I have seen more rugby scrums and tackling situations this year than any time, Steve.
No, that was one of them.
Yeah.
They were all there.
Yeah, if you're like, we don't have a television monitor to look at that's close up, but we're sitting back here. It's hard to tell where the ball is, who has the ball, and where he's at.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of tough to read the numbers on the Central Mountain uniforms as it is, and when they're all together, it's impossible. Well, first and 10.
They got a penalty against Central Mountain. Looks like it's a hold. Oh, personal foul.
Well, it must have been something long after that because they were getting ready to set everything down.
Well, if it's more than 10 yards, it was a personal foul.
Yeah.
Well, there's 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There we go.
Yeah, for a nice stroll down to the 21-yard line.
I often wanted to do that. Mark a penalty off like that.
Just slow.
Yeah, just slow.
Have everybody say, stop. Keep going.
First and 10 from their own 21-yard line. Wow. Central Mountain comes out.
Where the stroll ended. Wide outs two to the left. Backs in the eye. Maldonado under center. You know, switches tight end to the left side.
Oh,
long
boy.
Handoff and just smothered.
Turbo.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
Brave.
You're right. 25. Turbo Ortiz was the first hit. 55 in there right afterwards. You know, just a great job. I think Chickalamy has, if you look at their linebackers, they probably have three of the best linebackers in the league. They play well against good teams, and everybody we've played so far, they've had great nights. Willie Bender, man, we lost him for two games this year. That hurt. He's one of those good linebackers in there. Noah Johnson and Turbo Ortiz.
Hand off to Weaver. Weaver will get out of bound to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, maybe a yard beyond it, 2 yards it looks like.
Third and nine.
Well, Willie Bender just went out. Schwartz is in right now, and he's done a nice job at that linebacker spot too. Third and eight.
Long time coming out of the huddle. They'll send.
Yeah, and without a shot clock, without a clock, we don't know how close they're getting to the time limit.
That's right. Maldonado from the gun steps back, looks, fires.
Good job.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He was being fished over here by Maddox. Hoover was playing off the receiver and closed and just about had the interception.
Well, when Coach Hoover goes home tonight, he can say that his boy did a nice job of breaking up that pass.
Yep.
Maddox did a great job. Got his hand in front. Read it great. Well, there's our buddy, number one back there, ready to receive the punt.
Pollock with the instructions of don't hold. High snap. It's going to go into the end zone. Punter going to try and pick it up and gets it off. Does a good job of getting it off and actually not too bad at all because he gets it out across the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Now everybody's saying they ran into the punter, but once that ball hits the ground, the punter becomes fair game.
Yeah.
All right? It doesn't matter if you hit him or not.
Yeah, he was not a punter by a good 15 yards there. Yeah,
exactly. Well, the Braves in Wildcat territory again here on the Wildcat 42-yard line. 3:56 to go here. Braves up 28-0 in this first half.
Ray Buck with the spread tee. Drops back. Looks right. Fires. He's got a man. That is number 15 in the yellow shoes, Corbin Stahl. Stahl with the reception at the 35.
They are the brightest green shoes and I've seen for a long time.
Yeah, usually when you see that color, you know you're going to sit in traffic for 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, usually Thomas Pollock has those types. He's got some gloves that are that color. That's right.
But he's got white shoes on tonight to make him look faster. Handoff around the left side to Vaders. Vaders cuts back to the right, runs through one tackle. Down to the 26-yard line.
Another first down. And, you know, Mickey Vaders got that ball. He started going up through the hole, and he just did a nice. They find the seam. The seam was to the right. He found it, and he sliced it through there and picked up the first down.
What's really impressive, he's only 167 pounds, but he kept his legs moving, and he knocked a defender off of his feet. Raybuck rolls to the left, looking. He's got a man. It's going to get picked off. Threw it a little bit behind the intended receiver, Charlie Walter, the tight end, who was dragging across the middle.
Thomas Pollock with the tackle to stop him on the 19-yard. Steve, that's one of those situations where he didn't see that linebacker.
No, he didn't.
A lot of times that happens when you're back there. He's so intent on hitting Charlie Walter coming across the middle to the left side that he didn't see him. Nice interception by the Wildcats.
Yeah, number 40, Todd Karras.
Yeah, that's who it was. But, you know, Thomas Pollock was given a little bit of weight away on that, and he made a nice tackle. One of the Braves down on the field right now. You know, a lot of times when that situation happens and you're a lineman and guys on the defense now become offensive players and they're trying to block you, sometimes you get blindsided or get hit pretty hard and you're not prepared. So that might have been what happened here. But it looks like he's going to get up.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. Big boy. That's John Rosinski.
Yeah, Rosinski.
He's had difficult problem with his legs. I don't know if it's an ankle or knee situation all year long. And last week he didn't play. This week he's back, and that's why they said this is the first time in a long time they've had all of their offensive line starters in the game.
So a turnover for the Braves gives Central Mountain a first and 10. Ball on the 18-yard line. 2:43 to go in the first half. And the Braves have everybody in the defense within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and they are coming hard. Throw down the middle. Did he scoop it up off the turf? Is that?
Well, they said it was a catch. Yeah, they're moving it. They're moving the yardsticks.
It looked a little low. Yeah, I thought. He was away from us, so again, we'll defer to the referees. Jay Seltzer with that reception. He'll go out wide to the right. Maldonado from the pistol. He'll hand off to Weaver. Weaver going to be hit from behind and then hit from the side and hit from the front and hit everywhere else.
Yeah, that was Noah Johnson in, makes the first hit, and then everybody else kind of fell on top of him. One thing you don't want to do if you're the Braves is give them a touchdown here with 2 minutes to go in this half. They're still 62 yards away, but you never know. You get a big play.
Yep, and it could be a 2-for-1 because they will receive the second half kick.
Good point.
Second and 11. T-spread Maldonado in the pistol, drops back, looks left, looks, fires. He had a man, but threw it through his hands.
48 again.
That was number 48, Brungard.
You know, it looked like he, when he went to get the ball, he was kind of looking over his shoulder to see who was there.
Oh, he was going to get hit. There's no doubt about it. He didn't want to do that, I don't think. But.
Third down here. Clock stopped with 1:40 to go. Because of the incomplete pass.
Braves get a stop here, and they will certainly have an opportunity to score yet again. Setzer wide left, Brungard, or wide right, Brungard wide left from the pistol. Pitch back to Weaver. Weaver looking for a lane. Going to be stopped at the 40. Pickup of, we'll give him 2.5, 3.
I would say so. That was number 25, Derek Turber Ortiz. With the bear hug and threw him down. It is fourth down. Braves call timeout. It was a good call.
Yeah.
All right.
That was great. Some great lateral pursuit by Ortiz as he just skimmed along. And
what really was impressive, he was the linebacker behind the right tackle, and he had the right tackle slant out, and he slanted in, but then he flattened out and made the tackle. So. You know, that's something that it's the hardest thing sometimes to get a defensive man to do is, especially if you're a big lineman, is, you know, follow the ball. You know, you never know what's going to happen. The runner could turn back. You could get a better angle on him or whatever. They're the guys that move on and play at the next level, all right? And, you know, they just that ability to find the ball at speed and get to it.
Well, Turbo Ortiz, much like last week, has had a real good game on both sides of the ball.
He's out there dancing to the
Yeah, well, hey, he's got the moves.
Well, they got to playing the music on the PA system here. Don't you cry no more, song's on, all right?
Kansas, carry on my wayward son.
And now Corbin Stahl's back there to receive the punt.
To try something a little different. This time the snap is right to the punter, and he waffles it off the left side of his foot.
Well, let's see how far up the man. Oh, you got to come up far. Oh, come on. That went out of bounds a little bit farther.
No, he's still moving.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, what's he doing? Where's he moving to? Yeah, I was going to say, because it landed 10 yards out of bounds. They're going to talk about it.
Is there a penalty? There's no flag.
I don't see any flags.
No, he's okay. The referee. He had his transit out there, and he was holding court. And he says, "You got to go back here until you're in line with my arm."
Yeah. Okay.
That's what they did. I never saw that done before. Usually, this guy's the guy that's on the sideline. He's the guy that runs up and takes an estimate of where he thought the ball was.
Well, you know what? I think I saw in the pregame that these are a bunch of Penn State engineers and surveyors.
Okay.
That's what's going on down here.
Well, the Braves have the ball on their own 44-yard line.
Not bad field position. Lots of men in motion.
That's a penalty.
Yeah, there we go. And then he throws an incomplete pass.
I used to joke, I think last week we were talking about Canadian rules for the last couple of minutes.
That wouldn't even qualify for Canadian rules. They almost ran into each other. They were... Yeah, going in opposite directions.
Well, it's 5 yards anyway, so it's going to be first and 15.
And here comes Turbo Ortiz. Mikey Vaders comes off of the field. Ortiz will line up in the backfield.
You know, I haven't noticed it all year long, but our kids are talking to the officials constantly. It's almost like it's a family reunion out there once in a while. They're not talking or complaining. They're just having a conversation with them.
And they're getting advice on a career in surveying. Raybuck drops back, looks, fires down the field, down the left side, and up and
almost
in and out of the hands of his intended receiver.
Corbin Stahl.
He was tightly covered, though.
Yeah, and he did a great job of timing himself there. That was a well-thrown ball. Brody had a lot of air under it that time. Now I'm wondering if they're just giving Pollock a break, or if he, on that tackle, on that interception, if he didn't get himself hurt a little bit.
Well, he's back. He's over here. He's going to line up wide to the right.
Oh, he's back in.
Yeah, he's back in.
All right.
As is Ortiz and Keeley in the backfield. Stall wide left. Hand off to... Oh, the big man rumbling forward, Derek Turbo Ortiz. He'll get out to the 44-yard line.
They're not going to punt it.
No.
Oh, it's only third down. I'm sorry. I forgot we had got that started with a first and 15.
Well, time running down under 40 seconds. What do you think, Coach, here? Fly him down the field and throw it up.
I would imagine.
Man in motion. No, or keep it. On the left side, Raybuck looking for some room. He's going to be knocked out of bounds.
Still 24 seconds left on the clock.
Yeah.
It's going to be fourth and about three. Three or four. You know, I don't think anybody runs what we call the tight end dump anymore, because there aren't any tight ends, it seems. I mean, Charlie Waller's the closest thing we have to a tight end, but now they're going to line him up a tight end, but a lot of times they line him up in the slot or they line him up wide.
Yeah, they've lined him up there a couple times, including that time they tried to drag him across the middle.
Yeah, okay.
So, as the aforementioned Charlie Waller at tight end on the right side, Stahl goes in motion left. Low snap. Raybuck drops. Fires. Oh, he had Keeley.
Yeah. On the wheel route. Yeah, I mean, Keeley was open. He just threw it too short. I don't know if he was rushed. But anyway, Braves defense will come out to try to finish this 19.4 seconds off here in the second quarter.
So, you know, it's the second time the Braves have given the ball over on downs.
Yeah. They haven't punted once tonight.
No.
And last week at Jersey Shore, the punter got a workout. There's number two, a familiar face from last year. That would be Bazir Baez.
Good to see Bazir back.
He's in it. He's in it. One of the defensive line positions.
Looks like he's at nose guard.
Yeah.
He's gonna come blistering through. Maldonado looks for a man down the right side, and it's gonna be intercepted. Up the left side.
Connor Fassbinder with the interception.
Cutting across the field, sheds tackles, spins, and is finally brought down at the 44-yard line.
Ball came out, too.
Flags on the field.
Well, if it's a defensive penalty, the game can't, you can't. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll just get the guys off the ground, sort them out, and talk about it.
Well, there's a flag down here. Is that? Oh, no, that's somebody's shoes over there. So at least one flag.
Yeah.
Looking to see if there's another. Hey, when you...
It's against Shikellamy.
You go across the field like that. Yeah, you got to imagine some kind of a blocking. Yeah, hands in the back. Holding.
And oh, there were two penalties.
Holding.
One with
what
block,
else is...
Yeah, back block from behind or illegal block and holding.
Insulting my mama.
Declining.
So they are declined, and that'll mean that we are now at halftime with a score 28-0. The Braves on top. We will be back. We'll get some halftime stats and more. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
No idea where it's at. They'll probably take it out of my salary.
Yeah. And we are back at Central Mountain High School. Homecoming tonight. They didn't tell us we didn't get dressed up.
No, we did not. In fact, we kind of look like a bunch of ragtag warriors tonight.
Yeah, we're finally drying off, though.
Yeah.
I think we have some scores from around the area.
We sure do, Steve. Right now, of course, the score here, Shikellamy up at halftime, 28-0 against Central Mountain. But down in Salem's Grove, this could be what I would call one of the surprises of all surprises.
Yeah.
Salem's Grove only behind Shamokin 9-7 right now in the second quarter. And that's a team that Shamokin's a team that scored 76 points last week and being held to 9 here at Salem's Grove. Loyal Sock and Lewisburg, pretty big game tonight on Eagle 107. Loyal Sock up 7-0 at the second quarter. Another big game, Warrior Run in North Penn Mansfield. Warrior Run up 21-17. Midwest at Bloomsburg. And again, Midwest not having the best of seasons. Bloomsburg up 36-0. Muncie over Montgomery 14-0. And here's another big game going on down in Harrisburg. Line Mountain losing to Steelton High Spire 14-7. And here's a baseball score. South Williamsport 2, Coweseca Valley 6. Anyway, that's in the first quarter. Columbia Montour Votek losing to Jenkintown 20-0. Jersey Shore up on Williamsport 27-0 in the second quarter. Mifflinburg, and this is a big game too. Mifflinburg up on Milton 28-6 in the first quarter. Montoursville 28, Central Columbia 0 at the first quarter. Now, I don't quite understand this score, but it says it's Danville 1, Southern Columbia nothing in the second quarter.
We talk about baseball scores.
I know, there's one. And there's got to be a problem there, so don't take that for gospel, folks. But Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes up on Hughesville 21-0 after this in the second quarter.
Well, you talk about Shamokin and Salem's Grove. I thought that would be very one-sided towards Shamokin. Now we still have the second half to play, which a lot of things can change as you get worn down and everything. But Braves play Seals Grove next week, and it's their homecoming. Yep. Gotta think the Braves are rooting for Shamokin.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Yeah,
they want a little bit of an advantage going in there against the Seals next week.
Yeah, that's true. But the Braves come off with a big. If they get a big win here up here at Mill Hall, I mean they'll get ready. It's a good rivalry game. So maybe it'll be a game that actually becomes closer than the last couple of years have been. So we'll see.
The Seals are planning a whiteout, so they're ready for that. And it's going to be big. I mean, every time Shikellamy and Selins Grove meet in any sport, it means a lot. I spoke with the Selins Grove soccer coach this week, who lost to the Braves soccer team last week with a score of 1-0, and it was sore. It was still sore.
Yeah.
So, it means a lot, and it doesn't matter what the sport is.
Well, you know, a lot of I talk about this every year. A lot of people that live in Selins Grove used to live in Sunbury or Northumberland. A lot of people that I went to school with, moved down there. Yeah. So, it's not just the rivalry of the two communities, but you've got the rivalry of relation right back and forth. So,
Well, absolutely. My wife's from Selins Grove. All my grandkids go there. So I've attended a lot of Selins Grove athletic events.
Yes, you have.
Watching them or hanging out with them or whatever. So, that's the way it is. It makes it a lot of fun.
Sure does.
Yeah, we'd like to have you here listening to us, but we'd rather see you in the stands.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Well, we do have some stats. Let me go back. That's the first quarter. Okay, so right now, Brody Raybuck is 7-for-11 with 84 yards passing and 2 touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. Not a bad night for Brody. The Braves with 148 yards rushing, 84 yards passing. For the Central Mountain Wildcats, Isaiah Maldonado, 3-for-7, 25 yards, 3 interceptions. That's a big number right there. Jake Weaver, 10 carries for 73 yards. You got to remember, one of those was a long gain, and the rest of them had never been more than maybe 3 yards. Wildcats, 74 yards rushing, 25 yards passing. So the Braves are getting it done on both sides of the football.
Yeah, you hold somebody to under 100 yards total offense here in the first half. That's saying something. But, Steve, you said it well. They're just swarming to the ball. And what I like is the defensive line is stopping the surge of the offensive line from Central Mountain, and the backs really don't have anywhere to go. And that's been the big difference between Central Mountain's running game and Shikellamy's. It seems that the Braves have given a little bit of give it a shot once they get to the hole. And once you're there, a lot of things can happen, especially if you got your momentum going. All right, you get, for example, if you look at Vaders, if he can come through there and get untouched and make a couple of moves, his speed and his strength. And how about Turbo Ortiz? That's a horse that gets running. It's going to be hard to bring down, too.
Yeah, he's rumbling, that's for sure.
What about our quarterback, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't want to tackle either one of those guys.
No, I wouldn't either. Yeah. But, given the choice, let's give it to Turbo Ortiz because he played a great decoy when Cody did score.
Yes, he did. That's right, yeah. Yeah, so I think... the Braves have had an extra week now to get ready running this offense, since Coach Hoover became interim coach. And, they're looking good. They're making things, they're not making, well, except for that mistake over on the other side on the punt return. I'm still boiling about that. So, but anyway, because I'd like to see Pollock. I love to see the big plays that he puts forth. Remember the first touchdown pass that they had? Well, that was a beauty. It was a well-thrown ball. And the ball was thrown to a point, and he got there and over the back. That's the thing about Thomas Pollock. You get the ball to him, he's going to catch it. He's going to catch it.
He's a playmaker. Well, we are at halftime here at Central Mountain with a score, Shikellamy 28, Central Mountain 0. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Back at Central Mountain High School, a couple weeks ago, the Braves went 3 weeks without scoring a touchdown. Did you think you would say 28-0 this season?
Yeah, 4 touchdowns and two two-point plays, all right. And they did it quick. They struck fast, too. Yeah. And the defense got them set up a couple of times. But I'm impressed on both sides of the ball. I mean, the defensive line and the linebackers have done well in three interceptions. Okay, and one of them could have been a touchdown. It should have been a touchdown, but there was a penalty on the play. And I'm sure Bryce Broomball is probably still arguing with the official. All right, come on, he didn't mean to do it. He ought to give me the touchdown.
There's I'm not the only Bryce Brungard out here. Come on, I need a touchdown.
Yeah, that's right. We got both sides. Boy, when's the last, you know, with a name like that, Bryce Broomball?
Yeah.
Who would you? How would you think? Like you had a John Smith or Mike Jones or something, but not those two names put together.
Well, the Shikley Braves, marching Braves, are out on the field now as time winds down here at halftime. Again, we had homecoming. Didn't catch the name of the homecoming queen, but we weren't really looking.
I don't think there's too many Wildcat people listening.
Probably not, so we're not going to worry about that.
Speaking of the marching Braves, I was with the former director, Mr. Dennis Schneider, yesterday. Yeah. Yep. Boy, did he have some bands. Wow.
Big time.
Yeah.
I won't ask you what you were doing.
I had breakfast at the Americus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we meet every last Thursday of each month, the people that taught the high school. So, yeah, we were at the Americus, but we were having breakfast.
Having breakfast. Yeah. Well, you can have a lot of things for different things for breakfast.
You can. You're right.
Because I hear you like beer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another story for the ride home.
Yeah, well, you got it.
28-0 at halftime. Two teams in the locker room now. What do you suspect they're hearing from the coaches? What do you think Central Mountain's coaches are saying?
Well, Central Mountain's probably going to try to say, hey, we're going to get the ball back here. Let's establish something. Let's win the quarter, all right? Let's win the quarter. Even if we score a touchdown and hold them to nothing, we still won the quarter. You know, you just can't give up on them. And I'm sure in the Shikellamy locker room, the kids are probably bouncing off the wall right now.
So is the coach.
Yeah, the coach, yeah. You know, like, he always reminded me of, what was it, the bing, 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 the ricochet rabbit sometimes around the locker room. But, you know, yeah, that's a great feeling when you come in off the field and you're up by that much and you basically have dominated the game. You know, like I said, the euphoria is just oozing out all over the place in there.
Absolutely. Well, about 4 minutes to go to the end of halftime, and the score here, 28-0. Let's take our final halftime break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Brave Football, News Radio 1070, WKOK. Back at Central Mountain, 28-0 at halftime. And Chief, as you said during the commercial break there, a called back touchdown, we'd be in the mercy rule
right now. Exactly. So that would be a 180-degree change from what we've been used to a couple of times. So, but you know, hopefully the Braves can get some of these kids in that. You know, of course, I just told you the JVs will play Central Mountain up here on Monday, and both teams have enough, I think, people that they'll have a game. Last Monday night, the JVs from Jersey Shore came down. Our JVs didn't do so well. I think Jersey Shore, I think it was 36-0, but the eighth grade team or the junior high team just whomped all over Jersey Shore. I mean, I was over doing the soccer game, and I kept hearing this Bobby Felmy name, all right? Bobby Felmy scores a touchdown. Bobby Felmy, you know, and I think that name sounds familiar, all right?
It does.
So.
Yeah, there have been a few Felmys. Not a bad wrestler, too.
I know. I told that he gets all his athletic ability from his mom, Brian Dalpiaz, who played basketball for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I told her last year, I tried to recruit her to play soccer for me, and she said, well, I didn't know anything about soccer. I said, I recruited athletes. We could teach you soccer.
She was, I'll tell you, I remember I told her in basketball, get on the backside, and when somebody shoots the ball, you'll get 8 points all the time. She's one of the few girls that listen to me and get those rebounds and back and stuff. But she's very, very good. Nice person, nice family, I should say, all the way around. And Bobby was a great football player, too.
Yeah, he was. He was. Not a bad baseball player.
Played, not bad.
Played
not
in the minors a few years. And
Yeah, his locker was, when he was with the Giants in spring training, he said that Barry Bonds had his own locker room himself. Everybody else was in the other locker room, but Barry was over. It was Bobby Bonds. I forget, yeah. Which one's
Barry Bonds. Bobby Bonds is our age.
Yeah, Bobby, that's right, Barry Bonds. Okay.
Yeah, well, hey, who knows what he was doing over there.
That's true. See, I told you to put 3 minutes back on the clock.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, we better. You want to tell the real Danville score?
21-0.
21-0.
Not 1-0. 21
Slack.
21-0.
What's that?
21-0. 21-0.
What is it?
Yeah, 21-0.
Yeah, 21-0. Danville's ahead.
Yeah.
Not 1-0.
We're being harassed here by Coach Brad Slack. All
yeah.
Right, so.
Are all the coaches up here now?
I know. Look, they're
yeah,
all
it is.
Nate's here. You're here. All right.
I've been over there.
Oh, have you?
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yeah.
But you look dry.
Yeah. Has Nate been here all the time, too?
Yeah,
right
here.
Okay, well. Yeah. Hoover will be up any minute.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm on.
So we're in the coaching box too. So I guess we get to listen. We can sound like we know what we're talking about by listening to see what they're going to be calling.
I know.
Here.
Well, they were here the whole time. Usually we hear them yelling and screaming, but nobody was doing that tonight.
Yeah.
You must have been doing all right, right? Oh yes.
Well, the teams are concluding their warm-ups. You know, if anything, it looks like they've got nice locker room facilities here. Big long building down here.
All right.
But just the layout
Steve,
just kind of.
I'm going to talk to your son-in-law.
Okay.
Do you need a flashlight?
No.
You can put this around your neck.
Yeah.
All right.
He's.
During the headlights.
Yeah. We brought Steve Hartman along to do statistics for us, and the chief pointed out it was a good thing we brought him because we got a lot of statistics to talk about here tonight. So.
It is 21-2. Mr. Slack, Coach Slack, brought it up.
Okay,
so.
21-2.
Yep.
All righty. Well, before we get started, how about if we take a look at the rules of the game presented by Wiest Benner Rice LLC? And the question is, before the ball carrier crosses the goal line, is hit and the ball is knocked loose. As it passes through the end zone, it is touched by an offensive player but rolls over the end line. What is the call?
The touchback. You bring it out to the 20-yard line.
Correct.
You know how I know that?
You saw it last week like me?
No, sir. In fall 1970, we were playing Mount Carmel. We were both 9-0, and Henry Hynoski ran over me, all right, at a 20-yard line, and somebody hit him at the 5-yard line. The ball came out before he got to the goal line and rolled out of the end zone, and it was our ball on the 20. That's the only reason I remember that, because I can still see. I turned around and looked, and I thought he was going to score, but... Anyway,
then he sent his son to the NFL. Anyway,
yeah,
the rules of the game presented by Wiest Benner and Rice LLC in Sunbury. When you need help with the rules of law, contact Wiest Benner and Rice. They'll guide you through personal injury, accident, divorce, family and estate law, civil and human rights, criminal law. Call them at 570-286-4022.
You know, you got to tell Kevin when you see him that I'm 2-for-2 with you on those rules for the rules of
the
game.
Last week was his.
Oh, was it? This was yours.
That one was mine. I actually saw that. I forget. It was the game I watched last week a little bit.
A lot of people don't know that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
outside's kick. We got it.
I wasn't watching. I was too busy in the rules.
I know what happened so quick.
Yeah.
They just had an onside kick, and number 8 came up with it. Number 9, that's the kicker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan DePhillips got his own onside kick.
He called his own number.
That's great. Now it's the Braves ball. At the 50.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it did go much past the required 10 yards, did it? I'll bet you right now the Central Mountain coaches are really, really, I don't know what state of mind. Now,
you mean like the one standing out here in the number and screaming with his arms out?
He's trying to say it didn't go 10 yards. Doesn't matter, guys. It's Shikellamy football.
It's across midfield.
Yep.
The ball will lying just inside of the Central Mountain territory. Keely and Vader split in the backfield.
Raybuck drops, fires downfield looking for Pollock. Way overthrows the intended receiver, who was very tightly covered anyway.
Oh, Brody was getting a lot of pressure that time from both sides. It wasn't up the middle. It was both outside on his left and right flank. And I don't think he had it. It looks almost like he threw it off his back foot.
Yeah.
Of course, he does that a lot, and he usually does a pretty good job of it. We got second and 10 here.
Two wideouts right. Corbin Stahl wide to the left. Hand off the right side. That is Keeley. Keeley finds a corner.
It's
Vaders.
Yeah. Vaders. Nice run. First down.
Vaders gets down inside of the 35-yard line.
You know what? Nicky is doing, what he's doing, each week he gets better at it. He picks his route sometimes. Once he gets to the line of scrimmage, you know, he's just not running blindly into somebody. He did a nice job of a little inside fake outside and picks up first down.
Raybuck comes in, stops to talk to Keeley, show him what the play is. He'll line up to Raybuck's left. Inside handoff to Vaders. Same play off the opposite side.
It's number four.
Yep, you're right. It was Keeley.
Yeah. You know, those guys look exactly alike out there. It's like you could change the numbers and you wouldn't know they did that, all right? Keeley picks up 9 yards. You know, I don't know what they told the offensive line this week. Of course, you know, they said this is the first week they've had them all intact, but they're doing one heck of a job up front.
Yeah, they're blowing Central Mountain into their defensive backfield. Pollock in motion to the left. Pass off to the right. Oh, looking for Keeley. Ball a little bit high. Still catchable, but incomplete.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like it was right around his helmet. Not to be picky, but sometimes that pass has to be a little softer. Not to be picky. Not to be picky.
Third and one. Ball on the 26-yard line of Central Mountain. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Actually, I should see the tight end slotted to the right. Hand off to Keeley.
Now, he might have got it, but I don't know. It's going to be close.
He was dancing around and looking for a little bit of a hole. Now they're not going to. I don't think they're going to give it to him.
Nope.
And it'll bring up fourth and about a half a yard. Braves will certainly go for it. Are they going to call a timeout?
Well, no. What happened? We have officials timeout because one of the linemen for Central Mountain was trying to get off the field. He was limping.
Okay.
That's what happened. So, you know, this is a big play. I know we're up 28 to nothing, but, you know, if Central Mountain holds here, that's a big swing in the motivation.
Pollock, Walter, right, Stahl, left, and boy, did they get it. I don't know.
I think they did. Look where the guy's coming from.
Yeah, he's just across the 25 and a half, 25. Yep.
Yeah, they gave it to him. Not by much, though,
no.
Steve. Not by much.
Yeah, the nose of the football just resting short of the 25-yard line, but a fresh set of downs for the Braves as Raybuck trots over to get some last-minute instructions. He'll come back in and have Keeley and Vaders lined up on either side of him. Raybuck drops back, looks left, fires. He's got a man wide open crawling around to the outside. That is Stahl. And it's going to take a whole host of Central Mountain defenders to bring him down. They kept spinning him around.
Yeah, nice curl pattern that time by Stahl. And the ball was delivered right on. And you're right. He's like a top going around there. And he actually spun out the first hole to pick up the first down.
And it'll be a first and 10 from the 12.
Yeah, they can get a first down in this. They don't have to score. It's not first and goal.
So Raybuck from the pistol hands it off. It is Turber Ortiz.
Oh, wow. Oh,
he puts a shoulder down, knocks the guy back 3 yards.
I think he got down to the 6-yard line.
Yeah, he is
that,
down
Steve.
To the 6. Wow. He was hit at the 10. I think it's where the defender landed is where the mark on the ball.
Exactly. I mean, this is the best game that he's had. Right? He's played fantastic all year on defense, but as far as in the running back spot, he's had a great game.
Kelian Ortiz beside Raybuck. Raybuck gives it to Ortiz, who makes a hole off the left side. Gets down across the five to the four.
It's got about a yard and a half to get the first down. You know, this no-huddle offense, if you're on defense, a lot of times it wears you down.
And especially when you're trying to stop a 230-pound man who got the ball again into the pile, leans forward. Touchdown, Shikellamy!
Now, he made the last 3 yards on his own.
He did.
You talk about the rugby scrum. I mean, he just took the whole pile in the end zone with him.
Yeah, he was hit at about the 2-yard line, was stopped, kept his legs moving, carried the entire junior class here at Central Mountain into the end zone with him.
Well, Ryan DePhillips in to try the extra point. He's the one that made the onside kick. He's the one that recovered it. So let's see if he can put the icing on the cake here with an extra point.
Yeah, I'd like to get this clock fired up and keep it running. And DePhillips ready, stall holding. Good snap. Kick is up. Low. And good. It is good. And the Braves in another mercy rule game.
But they're on the good side of the mercy.
They are.
Yep. 8:03 to go here in the third quarter. Braves got the onside kick on the 49-yard line of Central Mountain. They took it 49 yards with Turbo Ortiz going in the last three or four.
Well, who would ever think that the opening play of a half could be Marshamoke and Daniel center back
exactly
breaker play of the game?
We talked about it before the game, and you know, you said whoever scores first is going to have a big advantage. But you know, we could probably say the next defensive series the first defensive series held Central Mountain to nothing.
Yeah.
All right. So that was two slaps and almost a TKO there.
Yeah.
All right. And since then, they haven't recovered.
Well, we'd like to thank Sunbury Motor Company, Northumberland National Bank, W&L Subaru, and Lackawanna College, J.J. Powell and Wise Markets, and Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve. We'd also like to thank Zimmerman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram Truck, great sponsors of Shikellamy Brave High School football. News Radio 1070, WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. Line drive kick, and it is, thought it was going to go into the end zone, but instead picks it up at the five. Little room off of the right side. Slips a shirt tackle. Is that Weaver?
I think so.
Oh,
there's a penalty.
Yeah, and somebody on a white uniform goes falling to his back, gets up, clapping his hands.
I'm sure that it's going to be a personal foul.
Yeah.
He flew out of there like he came out of a cannon.
Yeah.
That's how hard he got hit, straight up in the air. We'll see what the officials come up with here.
That
was it 11?
For the Braves, yeah, Fassbinder.
Fassbinder, yeah.
For the Braves. So you never know. Was it something said? Was it the push?
Oh, gets the Braves.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we were completely wrong from what we saw, but we're, 100 yards away, plus we're 40 yards in the air, all right?
But it quit raining, so we get a clearer view, but yeah, Fassbinder went straight up and landed about 3 yards behind where he was standing. That'll be a first and 10 for Central Mountain. Pretty good field position for him, 46. That might even be their best field position of the game.
I think you're right. It's their own 46, but that's as close as they've started.
Well, backs in the eye, long count, hand off to Weaver. Weaver tries to sidestep the blistering pressure, but there's more blistering pressure behind it, and they bring him down. Loss of one.
When Central Mountain runs the ball between the tackles, every time they get the ball, there's 8 of the 11 guys from Shikellamy's defense are around the ball. And the guy that makes the initial hit, make sure he holds on. It's not a glancing blow.
Yeah. Wait for the cavalry to come and finish him off.
Exactly.
Trips to the left. Single wide out right. Maldonado in the pistol. Now Weaver going to motion out. Empty backfield. Maldonado fires to the left. Has a man. And that is Weaver. jumps a mile high, and it's still way over his head.
Well, Noah Johnson was coming from his linebacker spot, all right, to meet that, but he was wide open. He just threw the ball over his head. He probably would have picked up 4 or 5 yards. I think that he'd get that many before any of the Braves got to him. Either Hoover or Johnson would have been there.
I'm going to bring up a 3rd and 11. Two wideouts to the left. Maldonado looks left, doesn't see anything, and the pocket collapses around him.
Yeah, Bryce Broomball was the first one there. He got him from the outside. And I don't know who the inside guy was, but they sandwiched him, and that's a loss of 2 yards. Looks like they're going to have to punt.
Yep, all that good field position gone to waste. Braves defense see to that.
I think that's what's even more impressive is how well they played on defense. And of course, they haven't been on the field that much either.
No.
The offense has been out there most of the time.
Helps keep you fresh. High snap and a line drive kick. Pollock lets it drop and gets out of the way.
Get away, get away, get away, get away.
Initially made a move towards it. It's going to roll dead inside of the 15-yard line.
Now we got another penalty. A little bit of action away from the ball.
Boys are getting a bit chippy.
Yeah.
Let's see what the call is here.
It looks like it's against the Braves again.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of all huddling around here on this side, aiming in that direction.
Well, the officials are earning their money tonight in that situation.
Yeah. Two flags.
Yeah, it's going to go down here. I'm sure it's probably another personal foul. Yep, personal foul, Shikalimi. That's bad. I don't like to see that.
No.
I mean, you're up 35-0. You know, you're basically whipping the team, and then you got to do stuff where you get a personal foul. That I'm sure they'll address that next week.
Yeah.
That's a half the distance of the goal line one.
Well, we got most of the Braves coaching staff down here. Let's go down and say, hey, what the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that either. And let's see where they're going to put it down. They're going to mark it from the 13.
So it should be down to about the 7, 6 or 6 or 7.
6.5.
6.5. You got it right. Good math. You must have went to Shikalimi.
I did. I had a really good math teacher.
Mr. Furman, right?
Yes, I did. So, 1st and 10 from the 6.5. Raybuck takes the handoff. Keeper around the left side. Bounces to the outside.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
It's too bad we don't have YouTube television. Yeah. That, if you talk about putting your shoulder into somebody running the ball, Brody Raybuck just did it to that corner over there.
Oh.
He tackled him, but he basically flew a little bit as he went by. Of course, that does scare me, all right, as Brody's going to do that.
Yeah.
You just wonder once in a while, please don't get hurt.
Yeah, oh. I think it was...
Was it 11, wasn't it?
Was it 11?
I think it was 11.
Edmonston. Well, it's 1st and 10. Two left, one receiver to the right, handoff off the left side. It's Vaders. He'll pick up four.
Braves doing a nice job of spreading the ball around as far as running the football.
Corbin Stahl will come out here wide to the right. Walter slotted right. Pollock wide left. From the pistol, Brody Raybuck. Long count. Now takes it. Drops straight back. Fires over the middle. And he's got Pollock, who's going to be nailed from behind.
Did you see how hard that ball was thrown? And Pollock made it look like it was an easy catch. Unbelievable.
Wow.
I tell you, he's one of those kids that all you got to do is get the ball near him. He's going to hold on to it.
just 131-pound sophomore.
Well, he's something special, you know that. Yeah. I mean, last year we saw that. Again, another Shikellamy first down. They probably have had more offensive statistics this game than they did in the first five.
Now Pollock lined up wide to the right, handoff off the right side.
23.
And that is Kiefer. Kiefer cuts back across the middle, across midfield, down to the 25-yard line, and another brave first down.
That was a neat run. He did a great job. I mean, he waited till the hole to open up when he was in the backfield on the handoff, and he got into the open field, and he read a lot of blocks and where people were and cut across the field and picked up some extra yardage.
Going to stay in the game, lining up to the right side of Raybuck. Vader's to the left in that spread T. Two wideouts right. Pollock to the left. Raybuck. Oh, tipped. And, oh, almost intercepted.
I think he was trying to hit Charlie Walter out here about 5 yards downfield on a little out. Timeout, Shikellamy.
Threw the ball a little bit low, and a big paw came up and knocked it straight up in the air.
You know, a lot of people don't realize how hard that is to knock a, you know, you see it in the pros, guys get their hands on it. But, you know, if you're getting blocked and you're a defensive lineman and you're coming in, you put your hands up, then you give yourself, you know, people get into you. And as good experience, okay, next time you're outside, put your hands in the air and try to run 5 yards, all right?
No. I'm not going to run 5 yards with my hands.
And then, have your grandkids try to tackle you, all right?
Oh, they'd love that. The Braves with a timeout. Minute 52 to go in this quick-running third quarter. Braves up 35-0. And with the with this score, I think we're going to see the starters in there a little bit, but we might start to see some, we won't say clean uniforms because they all look clean, but maybe drier uniforms.
Could be.
You know, one thing I wonder is that back in your day, they used to have those big overcoats. Those big,
yeah, you remember? I know.
Yeah, they don't have them anymore.
I know. Well,
these kids are tougher than you were.
They sure are. But you know what? It's a lot warmer later in the season.
So, the Braves, second down. Raybuck looks to the right side. Oh, he had Kiefer open, but just overthrew him. That'll bring up a third and 10.
That's something they can work on when they run skeletal in practice. You know, you won't have any defense there, but you can get that timing and touchdown too a little bit better. Again, it was a pass. I don't think he could have caught it. I think it was just a little bit of out of his reach.
Turbo Ortiz into the game. He'll line up to the left of Raybuck. Mikey Vader's to the right. Corbin Stahl wide right. And off to Turber Ortiz.
Going to get 5 yards.
Yeah.
Close to it.
You know, I'm relying on the memory archives here, but wasn't Coach Mike Hoover's number 25 when he played?
I think you're right.
And when he came into the game, he was bringing his number in, and it's like that with Ortiz.
Yeah.
When he comes in, he's touching the ball.
The only thing different was Mike was about half the size.
Yeah,
of
I was going to use about the size right, of his
yeah.
leg.
Yeah.
All righty. Looks like we may have time for one more play here in the third quarter as Raybuck trots back out call the play.
Fourth down.
Fourth and six. Long count. Fakes the inside.
Nice play.
Passes out to the left side to Vader's. And Vader's going to get more than enough for the first down.
That
goes out of bounds, and that'll be the final play.
That was special.
Of the third quarter. The Shikellamy Braves leading 35-0. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter right after this. You're listening to Brave Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Back, and I think we got a real quick stat here. On Ortiz, what was that, Steve?
Ortiz, 7 carries, 57 yards.
7 carries, 57 yards for Kerber Ortiz.
Well, Brody Raybuck just hit Charlie Walter on a little slant pattern for 9 yards on that 1st and 10. That was, I think that's Charlie's first reception, and I think it's the first time he got thrown to tonight.
Yeah.
Not mistaken.
Well, I think that one, you were right, they were trying to throw to him out in the flat, but that's his first reception. Second and short. Looks right. Fires it to Turbo Ortiz, but through his arms on a slant.
Yeah, but that was a little bit different pattern when you're talking about a running back. But, again, the nice thing tonight is the offensive line's giving Brody time to look around. You know, he's primary secondary targets. Third and one.
Two wideouts right, one to the left. And a keeper by Raybuck. He'll get the first down to the 20-yard line, 1st and 10.
Nice little move in the backfield. Brody looked like somebody was going to tackle him. He gave him an outside shoulder, went inside, and picked up the needed yardage.
Run's good enough for a first down.
Nose of the football on the Central Mountain 20. From the pistol, Raybuck hands off to Vaders. Vaders off the right side, still running. Oh, boy, he is nailed hard down inside of the 10-yard line.
He runs so low to the ground when he gets past the linebackers. And his knee must have went down. See, they brought it back to the 10.
That's where they marked it.
All right. Nice run by Mickey Vaders. Give it to him again.
Yeah, he's going
to
get it again off the right side. Not as much room this time. You get back to the line of scrimmage.
I like when he runs the ball that he's going full speed by the time he gets to the line of scrimmage. Turbo Ortiz a lot of times just lets the bulk get him there, and then he goes the rest of the way with it. But all the Braves backs, including number 12, Brody Raybuck, have run well tonight. So that's telling you that the line is getting the job done.
Vaders, Walter, and Stahl out to the right, Pollock wide left. Turbo Ortiz, quick fire out to the right side. That's Charlie Walter making the reception. He'll get the ball down inside of the 5-yard line.
I used to like to call them wide receiver screens.
We had lots of blocking out there. I think it's the first time we've seen them in that formation and then with that play.
With trips like that out there, you're right.
So the Braves trying some different things as well. T-spread, handoff, left side into the line, into the end zone, touchdown, Shikalimi, Mikey Vaders. Yeah.
Good thing he got it. I mean, I think he's run hard tonight. I think that's his first touchdown tonight.
Oh. Touchdown, Shikalimi, scored by 6 Vaders.
I still think if he ever has any children and he's a boy, he'll call his name Darth. That would be great.
Well, you know, I think that's something maybe you ought to bring up to him next week when we go down on the field to talk to the coaches.
We can do that. He'd have his own theme music.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if Ryan can get his second extra point here.
Pick is up, and it's going to be blocked. Having some trouble getting elevation on it tonight.
Yeah, I think that's Corbin Stahl that's holding the ball, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at, I was reminiscing about years ago playing football, I was in the era of Chuck the Toe Smelts and then Nevin Brugard, and I don't think Chuck ever missed many extra points. I mean, he was pretty solid on that, but he got the ball up quick. Both of those guys were the straight-on kickers. They were not the soccer style.
Yeah, that was back before that became the way to kick the football.
Yeah, and most of the college kickers back in those days use it. I think Tom Dempsey, who only had half a foot, I think he kicked that.
Yeah.
He wasn't. I'm dating myself.
You
now.
Are dating yourself. I think I say Tom Dempsey's been dead for about 10 years.
At least.
So. Well, that was before the influence of soccer hit the United States, and that's the way it was done.
And they weren't kicking 55 and 58-yard field goals back then.
No, either. They absolutely were not.
8:46 to go here. It Braves up 41-0.
Long kick. Going to hit.
Oh, boy.
Take a big bounce. And, oh!
They're going to be on the 1-yard line.
It was Heverly.
Well, you have to.
He was hoping it was going to go in the end zone, which he did before.
Yeah. And you have to, if it's there, you have to cover it. As the Braves come down, it's their ball.
255 on the ground.
All right. I'm told the Braves right now 255 yards rushing.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
I know that Central Mountain's having a rough year, but so are the Braves.
Well, you got to take advantage of what you can take advantage of, and the Braves are certainly doing that tonight.
Shemokin now up on Selinsgrove 23-7 in the third quarter. Lewisburg up on Loyal Sock 13-7 in the third quarter. North Penn Mansfield getting a little bit closer. Warrior Run 35-24. And we'll stop there. We'll give you a couple a little bit later on.
First and 10 in the shadow of the goalpost. Braves, everybody at the line of scrimmage. Ears pinned back. Hand off to Weaver. He'll get out to the 5. Well, he just found a little bit of a sliver of an opening there.
You know, in the Milton game, the first game of the season, Milton was there, and their quarterback went for 99 yards. That was a real big turning point in that football game. Bloomsburg up on Midwest 43-0 at the half. Muncie ahead of Montgomery 28-0 in the third quarter. Here's a good one. Line Mountain, Steelton, High Spires in the third quarter, all even 21-21.
Ooh.
South Williamsport up on Kamasaka Valley 22-6. Jenkintown up again, up on Columbia Montour Votech 27-0.
They wind the time back up as Central comes back to the line of scrimmage. Maldonado in the pistol. One behind, one to the left, and they're going to slide the guy on the left out to block for Weaver, who gets the pitch around the left side. He'll get out to the 10-yard line. Not enough for the first down, just about 2 yards short. Second down and maybe a little bit better than that. Be second down on 1.
The Jersey Shore Bulldogs up on their neighbors up there, Williamsport, 40-7 in the third quarter.
Wow.
While Montoursville up 35-0 over Central Columbia. And that Danville score is 21 for Danville, 2 for Southern Columbia.
Second and 1. Maldonado from the pistol. He'll give it to tailback. Oh!
Good run. He ran Weaver right over the corner there.
Yeah, Weaver. Stiff arm right into the chin. Knocked him backwards.
The other score I have is Mount Carmel ahead of Hughesville, 42-7 in the third quarter.
So first and 10 now on the 20-yard line after starting down at the 1.
There are some different. The defense isn't the first team anymore. There are some of them are still in there, but they've got a couple other kids playing.
Well, they aren't getting any more yardage.
That was Noah Johnson, who stayed in there with the tackle from his linebacker spot.
Still a little extra pushing and shoving going on down there after the play is over.
You know, I'm sorry, that wasn't Noah Johnson. That was number 2. I saw the 2, but I thought it was. I always have trouble. Bias is the last name, I think it is. So I had trouble last year with that one.
I also see Keaton Tovey in there, a freshman. Nice clean jersey. Maldonado drops back, looks right, fires. Oh.
Nice job by Corbin Stahl.
Yeah, Stahl closed a lot of ground there very quickly.
Yeah,
he was playing off of Brungard, the intended receiver, and almost an INT.
Well, it's third and 11. For the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Bulldogs. I'm still talking about Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
For the Wildcats.
These are the Wildcats.
Again, we have the running clock because Shikalimi has put the game into the mercy rule with their first drive in the third quarter, going up by 35.
Central Mountain will play from the spread tee. Maldonado sprints out right, tucks the ball up, and heads up field. Shoestring tackle at the at the 20, falls forward to the 23-yard line.
Yeah, that was a nice job by all the backs and the linebackers to get to him because he had made the corner. All right, it looked like on the outside there for Shikalimi, number 21, Maddox Hoover came up to make the tackle, at least get the start of the tackling.
Fourth down, and they're going to punt it away. Low snap and a low line drive kick. Caught by Stahl. He'll take it up across the 40 to the 35-yard line. But
that's the kind of kick that usually gets you in trouble.
Yeah.
Usually end up they get a good return on that, but Jersey Shore did a nice job of recovering, getting the Stahl, because that got down there quick.
Yeah. Now Stahl got his hands on it, still came through and hit him up under the chin. You could see his head get whipped back there. Controlled it. Braves will take over first and 10 from the 36-yard line.
I'm wondering if we'll have a new quarterback.
That's
Steve.
What I'm wondering, too. There's a team meeting over there on the far side.
Okay. Guys, you got to. There's still a clock running here.
Yeah.
You know, here's what's happening. They're trying to put the. Now they're going to start the clock.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
We're okay.
Let's see what we got there. I see
number five is
okay.
Our new quarterback. And that would be Brady Kurtz.
Brady Kurtz.
Yeah. Caleb O'Connor on the run that time, Steve.
Off the right side.
O'Connor with the carry.
Brady Kurtz is a freshman, and Caleb O'Connor is a junior.
Looks like Luke Keeley still in there.
Charlie Walters still in there. They still have, you know, they're not putting a whole new team in.
And let's see who's just coming out wide left. That's Connor Treese. Still running the same offense. The spread T handoff.
That was Keeley, I think.
That was Keeley, yeah. Fights his way forward to the 31-yard line. Third down. Time winding down. 3:10 to go in the game.
I'm sure that Brady Kurtz is going to have to come up here Monday night and run the offense.
Yeah, he's moving everybody around now. All the receivers, there were three right and one left. Now there's three left and one right. Hurts from the pistol. High snap. Looks to the left. Hits the ball to Walter. Walter slammed to the turf at the 30 and then helped back up by the same guy. It was the same play on this side as
yes.
We just saw.
You're right, Steve. Yep. On the last touchdown that they had, I think they were down inside the 10-yard line and they ran that play.
Well, you know what? We've got to start thinking about the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. I don't know if you've got any favorites there.
Well, we talked about it before. I thought, you know, that first touchdown pass from Brody to Thomas was really a nice throw, and that got him the first score. But I also thought, what about that onside kick to start the second half?
And how often do we give the Shamokin Dam backbreaker play of the game to the kicker?
Exactly. That might be because it was 28-0 at that time, and you know you don't know what's going to happen at halftime. And that kind of, and then they scored off of that away.
Yeah, they did.
I think that's a pretty good one.
Braves turn the ball over on downs, and that's actually their third time this game, but it doesn't really matter right now.
They have not punted tonight.
No, they have not.
Brody did not have to punt the ball.
Well, let's see what Central Mountain does if they put anybody else in. Kind of
Well, Braves are going to call a timeout.
Yeah, they probably don't have enough players out in the field. I know.
No, they only have nine.
I think 11, okay, like in soccer.
Yeah, they had nine. Then.
You can't play 9-on-9 or 7-on-7 here at this level like you can once in a while in JV games of soccer. But, you know, I can remember that you used to always, the day before Thursday practice, that you'd run through all your different teams, and you just wouldn't do the first group. I need the second team defense out there, the second team kicking team, the second team punt team. And I'm telling you what, if you didn't remember and you were in the game and they called it and you didn't go in, you guess what? You lost your spot. All right, so. But maybe there's just, I don't know, sometimes they say there's not enough time in the day to get things done. But that's pretty important to make sure you got enough guys out in the field.
Now it's 11-11.
Yeah.
Minute 45 to go in the game.
Quarterback's under the center. That's the first time we saw that tonight with them.
And it still is Maldonado. They're still grinding. They're still grinding. Talk about a rugby scrum.
The only thing Jake missing. Weaver. Yeah, the only thing missing. The ball doesn't come out behind the guy. Yeah. I don't know if I want to play rugby.
Well, you're probably past your prime of rugby.
I mean, even when I was in my prime.
Three wideouts to the right, one to the left. Man in motion. Nice hand off the right side. That's Weaver, still on his feet, still churning. He'll get across midfield down to the Braves 40-yard line.
By chance in the Olympics, did you see the women rugby at all?
Yes, I did.
That's pretty good. That's pretty neat.
Yes, and some pretty impressive athletes.
Yes, exactly.
I'm very impressed with them. I think I can't think of her name right offhand, but she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I know that's my granddaughter's new favorite athlete.
Is it?
Yes, okay. It is. Man in motion. Oh, high snap, and going to be a loss back into Central Mountain territory.
And that was Josiah Vovakis with the tackle. Josiah's dad is the junior high coach.
Yeah. That may be the last play of the game. They set the ball at the 50. Central Mountain doesn't seem to be in any kind of hurry. Now they are. Sprint to the line of scrimmage. Men in motion everywhere. And get it off. And pass out to the right flat. Out of bounds. And that'll be the end of the game. The final score, 41-0. The Braves with their first win of the season. When we come back, we'll give you some stats and talk about next week's game a little bit. And then we'll go home.
So
listening
good.
To Shiklemy Brave Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And we are back at Central Mountain High School, where the Braves have won their first game of the season, 41-0. And to celebrate, the team picked up the coach for a group picture. Pretty neat.
Yeah, and you know, Mikey's not a big guy, so it was a pretty easy effort. And that was pretty cool. Everybody's down in the end zone, and there's a bunch of happy kids down there. There's a bunch of happy people that are leaving the stands tonight. And again, you know, you think about both teams had not won a game, but Shiklemy just dominated in this game. It was, you know, it's something that that you couldn't have asked for a better result tonight. So
well, it was like you said, you know, first score is really important, and they came out and they punched him in the mouth.
Yes, they
scored
they
first, and then the defense made that stop, and it was everything Shiklemy's way after
pretty
that.
Pretty much downhill the rest of the way for Central. Although I will tell you, Steve, I still think that Ryan DePhillip's onside kick and his recovery, that probably eliminated Central Mountain even from thinking about coming back and winning, all right, to start the third quarter.
Well, I think, you know, we've got to think of that Shamokin Dam backbreaker play of the game. And like we talked during the break, how often do we pick kicker to do that? So I think that that's what we will do.
Very appropriate.
Yes. That will be the Shamokin Dam backbreaker play of the game, the onside kick to start the second half. So congratulations, and
That is the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center and Workplace Injury Institute offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. We may need to call Dr. Dunnigan after we lug all this equipment down, down the bleachers here. But the Braves with a big win tonight. Yeah, they can feel good till maybe we'll give them tomorrow morning in the middle of the day. Yeah. And then they got a real big game to think about next week.
Yeah, and you know, with Shamokin only, I don't know if the game's over, it's 23-13, the last count we had down at Seals Grove. The Seals are going to be, they'll be up, and they'll be, you know, they'll take a look at that, and they gave Shamokin probably one of the better games, except for Jersey Shore, the whole year. So that's, and again, the rivalry, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, the rivalry, Seals Grove's homecoming.
Yeah.
It's a whiteout. It's a big game, the rally in the valley.
Yep.
Should be a lot of fun. So once again, our final score, 41-0. The Braves head to head out of here with their first win of the season. I'm going to join us next week when the Braves travel to Selins Grove for the rally in the valley. For our WKOK producer, Caleb Long, for our statistician, Steve Hartman, and I forgot to give you those final stats. We'll do that real quick here before we thank everybody else. Okay, Braves stats. Brody Raybuck, 12-21 passing, 128 passing yards, 2 touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. Braves rushing stats. Vaders 11 for 49, Raybuck 11 for 62, Ortiz 7 for 57. Braves with a total of 257 yards rushing. Thomas Pollock, 5 catches, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns, 130 yards in the air. So that's how they got their first
win. Pretty impressive.
Yep, it was. So, again, for our statistician, Steve Hartman, and for my partner, Dave Ritchie, this is Steve Williams. Shikellamy High School football is a WKOK sports presentation.
You've been listening to Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK and WKOK.com.